6th parak of Zvachim 7th Mishnah. Chatas ha'oif shemolka sheloy lishmo. A chatas ha'oif, which you did a malika with the wrong intention, you thought of a different carbon at the time, or mitzadam sheloy lishmo, or you squeezed out its blood onto the mizbeach with intention of for a different carbon, or lishmo sheloy lishmo sheloy lishmo lishmo, or he had a kavana for oila and chatas or chatas and oila. All of these things are psula, because just like we learned, like a carbon chatos that is done sheloy lishmo is pasul, so to a bird offering of a chatos which was brought shechted or the mitzvah adam was done loy lishmo is psula. Oila is a oif ksheira. If it would be oila is a oif that he had the wrong machshava loy lishmo, it's still b'diavad kosher. B'levad sheloy also lebayim l'shem. Also, the Bible. You have to bring another carbon, like we learned by Oyla, which was Shefter Shalal Shema. Echad Chatas Oif, Echad Oyla Saif Shemolkom. Both the Chatas Oif or the Oyla Saif, if they did the Malika, or Shemitza Dam, or you put the blood on the Mizbeach, and you had the wrong Machshava, but not the Machshava Lalal Shema, Machshava of Chutzlam Koima, that you're going to Lechel Dov Shadakel, Lechel Hak Dov Shadakel, Hak the Chutzlam Koima. At the time he was doing, he was planning to eat it or burn it, the things that should be burned, that should be eaten in the wrong place, outside the base of Mikdosh. Then the korban is possible, but if one eats it, ain bo kares, there's no kares. Chutz is man if he had machshav that he's going to eat it at the wrong time, or be makter after the prescribed time, then it's pigal, v'chayel no kares, if you eat a kazais of this bird, you get kares. There's one condition, like we learned all this by regular korbanos, is you have to have no other psulim involved. You know, if the only psulim is chutz l'zman, then you get kares by eating it. Ketzat, korv ha-matam ha-kemitzvasoi. What's an example of this? Molik b'shtika, the maliki did properly, quietly, without any bad machshavas. U'mitzadom ha-chutz l'zman, at the time he sprinkled the blood, he did it with a machshava of eating or burning it in the wrong time. Oy, shemolik chutz l'zman, u'mitzadom b'shtika. Or did everything chutz l'zmano? Because once again, the only wrong machshava was the machshava of chutz l'zmano. It was molek chutz l'mkoyim in the wrong place, and manas to eat it or sprinkle its blood in the wrong place. Not eat it or burn it in the wrong place. Mitzadam chutz l'zmano, and aside from that, when it came to the sprinkling of the blood, he thought that he's going to eat it or burn it in the wrong time. So now, one avodah was done with the machshava chutz l'mkoyimoy, the other avodah was done with the thought of doing it in the wrong time. Since there's two psulin, mkoyimoy and zmano, there's no chorus. This is one of those examples. You do things too bad, it's less punishment. Yeah, the one who did it, it's not really like that, because the one who did the two machshavas rois is worse than doing one machshava roi, because every time you have a wrong machshava, you're doing an aveira. But as far as eating the flesh, since this korban was totally posel, therefore it doesn't get the cards, it's just a posel korban. Or the malika initially did with the intention of doing chutz l'zman, and then afterwards he sprinkled the blood with the machshava, with the thought of eating it or burning it in the wrong place. Or shemolik mitzah adam chutz l'mkoyim. The whole thing was done with the machshava chutz l'mkoyim. Or achatas ha'oif shemolik sheloy lishmo mitzah adam chutz l'zman. We learned before that achatas ha'oif, when you do the malika, and you have in mind that this is a korban oila or shlomin or whatever korban you want to think, anything other, at least a korban oila. The korban is possible because the chatas shel lishma is possible. Memela, if you pass it with lo lishma, and afterwards you do the mitzvah dama chutz l'zmano, you sprinkle the blood with the thought of chutz l'zmano, or the other round, malka chutz l'zmano, mitzvah dama shel lishma. Oy shem malka mitzvah dama shel lishma. Did everything shel lishma. So shel korban matik mitzvasei. The korban was not done in the proper fashion, and therefore, even if there was an element of pigul in it, if one would, the korban is possible, but if you eat it afterwards, you only get a lav and not kares. Lech gezayis v'chutz gezayis l'mocher. He had in mind to eat one gezayis in the wrong place, and one in the wrong time. Gezayis l'mocher, gezayis l'chutz. Although the ram, his first machshava was gezayis tomorrow, and the second one was v'chutz. Or chatzis zayis v'chutz chatzis zayis l'mocher. He's going to eat a sum total of gezayis in the wrong place. Or wrong time, half in the wrong place, half in the wrong time, because Chatzis Zayis, the Mor Chatzis Zayis v'chutz. All these possible in Bakaris, because once again, he had other machshavas poisless in this case. Yeah, there's a little kiddush in the each one of these cases. Yeah. When you have two machshavas, there will be sometimes the half a minute you go by the first one, you don't listen to the second one, as we saw before. If you have a chatzi gezayis, also you don't have a full gezayis of other machshavas. On the other hand, you don't have a full gezayis of the zmanim machshavas. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Zerklal, the general rule is, he disagrees with the Tanakam, and he says, machshavas has zman, kodem machshavas, and mokim, pigel chayim lekoris. At first he thought, I'm going to do this, chutz lizman, and as he continued his avoida, he had in mind, I'm going to do it in the wrong place, chutz lemkoyimai. We do not go by the second thought, we only go by the first thought, and since the first thought was pigel, it's as if he only had machshavas pigel, and therefore this chorus. But first he thought the psula he's going to do it, eat it or burn it in the wrong place. Then, no matter what he thought afterwards, it's possible vein b'koris, because once that took effect, you can't have more than a psula without koris. Chachamim said it was a psula vein b'koris. Chachamim said it doesn't make a difference what the order is. As long as in the time you're doing the avoda either of the malika or the azaz adam sprinkling the blood, and in one of those times you also thought of chutzlam koimai, you'll never have more than a psula without chorus. Lechel kechatzis zayis, lehakle chatzis zayis. If he said, I'm going to eat a chatzis zayis and I'm going to burn a chatzis zayis, then the korban is bechlal kosher, shein achila k'tor mitzdalfim, because you have to have a chatzis of one type of achila, either achila of human beings or achila of the mizbech, which is burning on the mizbech. You thought of eating a chatzis zayis improperly and burning a chatzis zayis improperly, there's no one chatzis that was going to be eaten by one form of eating, and therefore the korban is kosher.